We called him, we got one of the Blackman to be the larger one. He'd be a week.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light and it flashes on and off in the summertime around June, July?
What do you call a lightning bug?
Okay. And what do you call a little insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes? You know, it has two wings on each side. It hovers around over reeds and so forth around water.
Well, about a hummingbird?
No, this is an insect. Did you ever hear of a mosquito hawk? Or?
Yes. Call him a mosquito hawk. He got the four wings. He got two on the side.
Did you ever call him a snake doctor or anything like that?
Yes, we have called him. We still have called him that.
Any other names for him that you can think that they call him?
No, sir.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? It looks something like a wasp.
Dirt dog.
Okay. What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it by?
Carriage.
Okay. If you had a baby in a carriage, you might say that you were going to what the baby?
I'm going to carry the baby to the church with my foot.
Okay. What do you call the nuts that ripen underground that you grow around here?
Peanuts.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy what? His father.
He's just like his father.
If the boy's behavior is similar to his father, by the way, if he looked like his father, would you ever say he favors his father? Or?
He favors his boy just like his father.
All right. What about if the boy's behavior is similar to his father? You would say that the boy, what, his father?
He's just like him. He behaves and he's loyal and mindful, just like his dad.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? You bring her in to help.
Midwife.
Okay. Do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city? You know. Now don't think I'm a city person. I'm not. So you just go right ahead and say whatever. These are terms applied to people who live in the city. You know, you see them coming out every once in a while, and they try to milk a bull or ride a horse backward or something. You call them what?
Well, he comes from town, and he's kind of old. Yeeg.
Would you ever call him a city dude or a city slicker?
City slicker.
Oh. Now, the same kind of terms, what would you, as a country person, or country people in general, or let's see, what would a city person, what might a city person call a person from the country?
Yeah, well, I'm a country dude, Johnny, because he don't know nothing.
Okay. Any other terms that you can think of that he might use? All right. How do you normally refer to a member of your own race?
Well, I got a seven. Nail, but that's one I can't put my hand. So the biggest trouble with my own race.
No. I would like to know how you'd normally refer to another person whose skin is the same color as yours. For instance, I'm a white person. All right, now how would you refer to someone of your own race?
Well, I would think that, well, he's my color and I got to be kind of, well, he don't know what it is.
Well,